what we found was some bags. Like, there's one bag here, which is a great bag for such things as bin raiding. And another bag here that is pretty useful too. Some lettuce, it looks like it's still fresh. And more strawberries. I think there's one in there that looks a little bit dodgy, but the rest of them look fine. Ooh, 5 iced raspberry soft buns.
Heading onto the streets of Cambridge with no real nourishment, but plenty of food for thought, I launched myself into one of their social experiments, which turned out to be pretty scary for an Englishman.
Some human contact to maybe brighten up somebody's day.
Can I have a hug?
You can, of course.
Another day, another bin. It's time to stock up the larder with a quick trip around the back of a supermarket. There was just enough time for one last bin raid and one last meal. This time, a feast awaited us.
Wow, look at that.
Suck the life from you and send you to the grave.
Barbara, I think we've got one of those radicals on the radio at the moment.
Make you zombified, dead behind the eyes of full trade.
I think he's preaching heresies.
Feed you all the fear you can endure, and then a little more. If you behave,
surely fear's a good thing. I mean, we can control people and be controlled with fear.
Tell them no, go to hell. Take the chains off my brains.
After the mini concert, I ended up on the East Coast and back on the streets.
We've spoke to a lot of people about the concept of working not for monetary gain or material gain, so that's a positive.
I recently was able to donate my kidney and altruistic donation, which basically just means that, you know, it's not a family member or a relative or anything, it's just something that I wanted to do for free to help someone out.
It was the end of the trip. The next time my shopping trolley and I jutter down the supermarket aisle past those tempting offers, I will pause and perhaps, just perhaps, take a look in the bins on my way out.